The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. History really is just His story, that is, God's story. His story likewise includes the birthing of America. And we're about to see His reason for everything He's done in this earth, including creating America. The most important part of God's whole plan we're about to talk about. The unveiling of this center point of His story begins in an obscure village in Palestine called Nazareth. An unknown young maiden is startled one day by a visit from an angel who identifies himself as being no less than Gabriel himself. He tells Mary, for that was her name, that she will have a child, though she is a virgin, and that this child will be called, quote, the Son of the Most High. It was further revealed to her perplexed fiancé, Joseph, that, quote, she shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Mary is shocked. She bear the long-awaited anointed one? She was to give birth to the one who would pay man's debt to God? She was to bring into this world the one who would fix what we messed up in the Garden of Eden? This seemed incredible. Yet, the credibility of this mighty angel standing before her is hardly debatable. And then the realization hits her. She's a virgin. How can she possibly bear a child? She looks at the angel with her puzzled look and asks, how can this be, seeing I know not a man? The question was honest and sincere. It wasn't an accusation against God's ability. It was merely a desire to know what sort of operation God was going to use to bring this about. Gabriel candidly informed her that the Holy Spirit would plant the child in her womb. Mary simply believed what he told her, not doubting the ability of God to bring it about. Some 9 months later, the most unique child ever birthed entered into this world. He was uniquely God and uniquely man. He was the Son of God and Son of Man. Yet, this was the plan of God for restoring mankind to Himself. This unique birth made possible the paying of our sin debt, as well as the deliverance from bondage to self and Satan. His name was called Jesus, as God had related to Mary and then later to her husband Joseph. The name means deliverer. This was indeed who He would be. He would give us a new vision of hope by the very way He lived. He would actually cast an example for us by doing the things God has always intended man to do. He would look like God in this world. He would live like God in this world. He would rule like God in this world. His life would show us what man's life would have been like had we chosen to eat of the tree of life and receive the life of God, instead of choosing to make our own decisions based on our experience. You couldn't meet Him without being affected. All who felt His gaze knew He was different. He would look into the eyes of fishermen and simply state, "Follow me." And they would choose to leave their family and their livelihood to follow Him around the countryside. He would look into the eyes of Nicodemus and reveal to him that a new birth was the process by which we would come to know God. He would look into the eyes of a woman trapped in adultery, and she would see mercy and deliverance. Once their eyes met His, they knew they had met a different one. They had seen God in a human body, simply looking, thinking, and acting the way He does all the time. Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program was taken in part from our book, Why God Birthed America.